man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel.
We're back, folks,
and a country boy can survive.
For our final hour of the American Freedom Party Report here, our three-hour extravaganza on Sundays, 3 hours every Sunday live. And then we have 1 hour every weekday evening, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 10 p.m. for the Trump phenomenon. We've...
James, Lauren.
Yes, Lauren.
I want to tell Mr. Bowie something. Is he still on?
Sure.
Okay, I want to tell, if you really want to make the homosexuals mad, which I have done, you just tell them they cannot marry because they cannot consummate a marriage. The legal definition for consummate, they get married in all clergy they want. If you can't consummate, it's not finalized.
Well, okay, Lauren. I want to say goodbye to Tom because he's been so gracious to give us time here on his Sunday. So, and Lauren, thank you for calling. Tom, the boy, thank you very much for, you know, what you're doing there in Harrison.
Oh, it's a privilege to help out in any small way I can. And I want to leave our listeners with one thought. Our people are unique in that we do things no one else can do. We dream of castles in the sky. And then we put up space lab and take it for granted because that's our nature.
Yes, we do. Carry on, Tom. Can you continue? We might have lost Tom.
No.
Oh, it's just a glitch.
Oh,
did you hear what I said?
Yeah, yes. We take it for granted that we can go to the moon. And I like what you said earlier, that what we're about to do now and what we're capable of is far beyond going to the moon.
Yes, it is. I hope our descendants enjoy the fruits of our labor because that's who we've always worked for. When we plant an apple tree, we never expect it to give us much fruit. We plan it for the future. And our people have always worked for a better life for their descendants. That's also part of our nature.
That's right.
Well, you know, we're honored, Tom Bowie. We're honored, Paul Fromm, myself, everyone in the audience. We're honored to be alive like the ungrateful Koch brothers at ages 80 and 76. We're lucky to be alive at probably, not, I'll take the word probably off, at the most critical juncture in the history of our race. The defining moment of whether we'll go on to, you know, really the glorious history, that future that we should have, and the and a real hell of fighting a defensive fight. A defensive fight. Now, we're never going to go down. Let's put it that way. If we have to fight a defensive fight, folks, on into the ages, we will do that down to the last man, down to the last Saxon. But it sure would be nice to do it the easy way, wouldn't it, Tom?
Yes, it would. And we, like always, we've always in our past seen dark ages and come through them. And this is the end of another dark age, and there is enlightenment coming.
Well, that's wonderful. That's a wonderful thought. That you have a great rest of your weekend there in Harrison, and we look forward to your next appearance here on the American Freedom Party Report, Tom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And the... and you can, by the way, we didn't get him while he's on the air. If you want to support Tom Bowie's presidential campaign, just go to our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, and it's all right there. You can connect to his campaign, help contribute, and participate. And now, speaking of another campaign that we have championed on this show, we've spent months actually bringing the truth about genocide. Tom Bowie mentioned it, Stop White Genocide. Genocide against white people that is going on as we speak in South Africa. 4 million white people are the victims of this genocide, ongoing genocide. It has been so declared by, let me remember, he's a relative, he's a cousin. Is it, what's Stanton's first name? Is it Greg Stanton? The head of Genocide Watch, another cousin. We're all very related, folks. As I say, get into Ancestry.com. You're going to find out you're my cousin, and I'm your cousin. The Genocide Watch, which is the authoritative liberal organization which investigates and certifies that genocide is going on somewhere, they, quite surprisingly, their head named Stanton, the guy who founded the organization, spent a month in South Africa and came back with the conclusion that the white South Africans are in the penultimate, next to last stage of genocide. The only stage beyond is guns, automatic weapons blaring in the street, just mass slaughter. They're one step away from that, I think in the sixth of seven stages of genocide.
Yeah, machete. It's the last stage before machetes in the streets.
Yep. And the what's that other thing they like to do in South Africa? The necklacing.
Necklacing, yes. And it has nothing to do with putting a thin chain of gold around your best girl's neck. It involves putting an old rubber tire, dousing it with gasoline around the head of the victim, who you probably already whacked on the head a few times to subdue them, and then lighting it. It's an immolation. It's a horrible thing. You can imagine how much pain there is with fire, and then fire melting that rubber and burning that into you, almost like napalm. It's a horrible, horrible thing, and that was invented by the current rulers of South Africa, the African National Congress.
Yes. Just visualize it, folks. Hands tied behind your back, tire tied around your neck. Once you get the gasoline poured into the tire, in the same way you can't get water out of a tire to get rid of mosquitoes, try it. You can't get water out of a tire. You can't get the gasoline out of the tire. Shake, fall, roll on the ground, light the gasoline. Horrible, horrible death. Thousands have suffered it in South Africa. But more horrible forms of death for the white farmers of South Africa, mutilation, the worst of all, and I don't mean to be, this is a family show, but these are families that are being mutilated and destroyed, so we have to talk about it. Go online and Google images to South African farm murders. Just Google the term South African farm murders. As long as you can, without your kids there, look at the pictures. That's our people. That's your cousins, folks. And the South African farmers, the worst of it, folks, is that in their general procedure, the blacks who invade a farm start with, here's one where they took the baby out of the hands of the farmers and said, we're going to put the baby in the microwave, or we're going to start by slicing your baby up. Then we're going to go with the women. We're going to rape your women. We're going to rape the girls first. Then we're going to, in front of the father and mother, then we're going to rape the mother to death. Yeah. And after the father, now get this, folks, it's so horrible that then they go ahead to then torture and mutilate, cut out the genitals and so on of the father. Sometimes they've actually left the man alive because he so clearly has lost his mind at this point that they actually want this now person with no longer with a mind, after he's witnessed his family mutilated like this, to be able to walk around, stumble through life telling people what happened.
Yeah.
And that's going on right now, folks. Now, President Donald John Trump ain't going to stand for it. When he gets the staff report, and this is where we can help him out, we can get the fact. Now, with folks, by the way, like Paul Fromm, who are reporting on what's going on in South Africa. Now, Paul Fromm is working on a book right now about South Africa, and the we've got a fundraiser going on to help get this book published. So, Paul, could you give some folks some details or some idea how they can help out?
Yes, well, this is a project that is very important. The American Freedom Party devoted a lot of programming in the spring of 2015 to this. I interviewed a lot of good sources, on-the-ground sources in South Africa that revealed, among other things, that there are tens of thousands of whites in homeless camps that in South Africa. Whites who, because of rabid discrimination in the job market, have fallen into poverty. They lost their homes. In many cases, they've lost their car. They've got nothing. They are living in homeless camps, and I saw those camps that are reminiscent of the poverty of the Dust Bowl of the 1930s. If you've seen some of the haunting pictures from the 1930s, that's what you can see in South Africa today. Not all whites, but a very substantial number of them. And they are brutally frozen out of the job market by affirmative action. They call it something different, but affirmative action on steroids. And there's widespread violence against whites. They are our fellow whites, 4.5 million strong on the tip of the African continent. They are Africans. They came originally from Europe, but most of those people were born there. They're not recent interlopers. That's their land, and we owe it to them to show solidarity, to describe what's happening, and to get the word out. And that's what the American Freedom Party has done. There was some fantastic broadcast last year, and it's now moving toward a book and getting a book out there, so that when Trump's administration takes over at the end of the year, right? Actually, I guess early next year, we will have something credible to help get this on the agenda. It's the issue, of course, the mainstream press had no interest in. Their interest in South Africa ended the day that it was handed over to the communists in 1994. So we have to get that word out there, and we need a modest amount of funding to do it. I'm not quite sure of the exact way people can donate, but perhaps you can tell them, Jamie.
Well, okay, and I am embarrassed. I've got my ears are red right now, folks. I will give you, before the end of the show here, I will give you the details on how you can help in the South African project and how you can donate money. I'll tell you one way you can do it for sure is go to theamericanfreedomparty.us, to our website, make a donation, and just earmark it. Just mention this is for the South African project. And our webmaster will note that. You just put a note in there of your donation. If you send a check, if you send cash, put a note in. If you donate by PayPal, there's a box in PayPal, so you can always have a note that accompanies your PayPal donation. And market the South African project. And then I'm going to give you, we have a funding campaign website. I've used it, and I'm looking frantically through my address book here for the exact detail. I don't have it. I've used it. We have a funding website, so I will get that to listeners. And then I will repeat that on the air here as we go into next week, Monday through Friday. I'll remember to repeat the funding website so that you can help out, help Paul Fromm and help the American Freedom Party get this book out. And this becomes, everything starts to come together and work together, folks. There is right now, Paul can tell you, if you want to check it, look in the library for a good book on the genocide in South Africa. It doesn't exist. The book has not been written. You can help Paul write that book. And then we can get that. Donald Trump is a reader. We know that. He reads a lot. We can get that book on his desk. And once he reads that book, once he sees those pictures, Donald Trump is going to spring into action. He is not going to tolerate what the ANC and the black terrorists and other terrorists in South Africa are doing to our white cousins, and they are our cousins, they're at the front line. The Saxon rides to the sound of the gunfire, and the gunfire is in South Africa. South Africa is the murder and rape capital of the world, and those murders and rapes are being committed preeminently against white people, also against blacks, but our people are being raped and murdered as they are nowhere else in the world. Sweden is vying for that rape capital of the world title with the rapes of white Swedish girls by non-white invaders of Sweden. But South Africa and Sweden, rape capitals, we're going to stop this. And, of course, we have a moral, we're morally bound to defend those who are at the front line, and they are in South Africa. So,
Another thing, you know, Jamie, with most people not have in mind that the number 70,000, that's the number of Americans who perished in Vietnam. Well, 70,000 whites have been, white farmers, have been murdered in South Africa since we forced the white government to hand power over to the African National Congress and their communist allies since 1994. So since 1994, in the intervening 22 years, 70,000 white farmers have been murdered. That's the same number as Americans' deaths in Vietnam. But there are only 4.5 million whites in South Africa, and there are, give or take, about 300 million Americans. That gives you an idea of just how bad it is. And this is the word we've got to get out.
And it goes, it just gets worse as you learn the details, folks. Now, there's an encouraging aspect to it, too, which is that the South African white population are wonderful, creative, extraordinarily resourceful people, one of the most amazing white populations that has ever existed, and their fortitude is mind-boggling. But not only are they being murdered, they're also being molested, they're being attacked, they live in fear in their homes are armed encampments, their armed encampment goes into severe danger during their incessant blackouts, where the power company is shut down because the black management can't keep it open, can't keep it running properly. So all the security devices, the electronics, the lights, those all go out. The computers, the phone, they go out. And South Africans now, with whatever they can gather in the way of weapons that are also forbidden by the South African government, they go into a defensive mode in their homes behind their barbed wire. They're in danger when they're in their cars. They are unable, they suffer the indignity of not being able to get a job.
Yeah.
The black government and the black regime will not, in every way possible, makes it well nigh impossible for whites in South Africa to get any kind of a job. So whites in South Africa are hanging on by their fingernails. They're also not able to leave even freely. They can't even get out. So their travel is restricted. Their communications are restricted. South Africans listening to this radio show now, right at this moment, some of them are listening on their cell phones. That's one of the last little beacons of communication that they have left, is to listen to this show on their cell phones in South Africa. And we pledge to you, our cousins in South Africa, we will not let you down. We will not abandon you. We do remember you. And the American Freedom Party is pledged to not letting this, letting the media send you to your deaths, forgotten, and not even talked about in the media. The mainstream media, this doesn't even exist on ABC, NBC, national television. It's as if South Africa and all that's going on there to the whites in South Africa is not even happening. It's like a memory hole situation from 1984.
Yeah. Yes, and the liberal media, of course, it was never about fighting racism. It was about destroying whites. That's what the anti-apartheid.
That's the agenda, folks. Is yep. 4 million people are targeted for death in South Africa. We're not going to let it happen. We'll be back right after this break. Stay tuned.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Yes, it is time we stop, folks. And thank you for tuning in. We're in our last hour here of our three-hour extravaganza. Paul Fromm has been so gracious to be with us for 2 hours and 23 minutes. And I want to, Paul, hear from you, if we may, an update on things Canadian and what you're doing there. Is the greatest champion of free speech and sane borders in our neighbor to the north.
Well, there's a lot of things happening. Everybody can take real pride in this. This afternoon, probably as we're speaking right now, the trust fund kid, our prime minister, is marching, prancing in the gay pride parade in Vancouver. Doesn't it just touch your heart? And as happened in Toronto, the visible minorities are very put out with the gay pride parade in Toronto. The gay pride people invited Black Lives Matter as their special guests, and you know what the Negroes did? Partway through the march, they sat down, they blocked the parade, and they presented a list of non-negotiable demands to the leaders of the gay pride parade, and including hiring more transgendered people of color to the gay pride organization, giving them some money and not allowing the police to have a float. Anyway, they gave in completely. And anyway, in Vancouver, the people of color, there's a group called Salam. They're Muslim homosexuals. Then there's another group, the East Indian homosexuals. And then there's the Black Lives Matter Vancouver. Well, they don't think that the gay pride parade is sufficiently sensitive to their issues. They would feel safer if they joined the Dykes parade tomorrow. Talk about it. We are living in a loony bin. Anyway, just up from Vancouver in a little place called Chilliwack, big issue. The RCMP is investigating. Well, what are they investigating? Well, there were a couple dozen flyers handed around town, apparently, from a branch of the Ku Klux Klan. Well, near heart failure. The Klan, oh no. Well, it's being investigated as hate literature. Well, what does the flyer say? What it says is, white lives matter too, and gives a phone number and a URL somewhere in the United States. You can tell we're living in something close to the Weimar Republic of repression. Imagine the police having time to investigate a political flyer. In a healthier country, the whining complainers were simply being told to buzz off. If you're not interested in the Klan, don't call them. Otherwise, if you don't like the flyer, throw them in the garbage. End of story. Let's move on. But that's where we're at today, and perhaps not quite as minor is what's happened to a really fine woman named Monica Schaefer. She used to be a bit of a hippy-dippy, a very pro-environment. That's not bad. She was a Green Party candidate of German descent, and she recently started looking at a story she'd believed all her life, and that's the story of, you know, the Hollywood version of World War II. And she'd been quite nasty to her mother growing up, saying, well, you came from Germany. Why didn't you do something about it? And the mother said, well, we didn't know what was going on. You know, we were just ordinary citizens. Well, anyway, she's looked into it and now believes that the Hollywood version of World War II is basically a crock. And she put out a very nice little five-minute video, an apology to my mother. And she teaches violin. She's a really nice lady. She starts off her presentation with a few bars on the violin. And anyway, that has caused a tremendous stir in the western Alberta town of Jasper, where she lives. The head of the local legion has banned her and has complained to the Canadian Human Rights Commission, the Alberta Human Rights Commission, and for some weird reason, the German embassy about it, although she's a Canadian citizen, was born in Canada, clearly trying to hurt her. She's a really giving sort of lady. She frequently volunteered for...
We'll pause. Keep that thought, Paul. We'll come right back to it after a short break.
I'll have to leave right after a few comments.
Okay, thanks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. Pardon me, Merle Haggard, for cutting you a little bit short there, but we, boy, we've kept Paul Fromm here so long on today's show. Paul, I want to give you a big thank you and let you close out your thought. You were talking about Monica Schaefer. And, you know, yet another, folks, this is an aspect of Paul Fromm's long career. Paul has been the champion of allowing people in Canada to speak freely, what Merle Haggard's talking about. What Paul hates and what Merle hates is the censors who are going to tell us what we can and cannot say. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, it's the spirit of freedom. Anyway, Monica has been under attack and shunning in her own hometown. She's a very giving person. Would volunteer to play at old folks' homes. She plays the violin and very, very decent sort of person. Well, she played last year and was very popular at our national celebration we call Dominion Day on July 1st. And she was invited back this year, However, she brought her video out about the middle of June, and her YouTube, and she was uninvited because some people had said that they would have a protest. Oh no! permit the heckler's veto to prevail there. And she also lobbied the city council to permit busking, which you may or may not know means to play music in public in return for donations. You are the sort of person you might see with a guitar case standing on the sidewalk playing a few tunes, and people, if they like it, toss in a dollar or something. Well, she got that legislation passed. She applied for a busking permit, and a couple weeks ago was turned down because she had published she put up this video about World War II, and her ideas were not inclusive. Now, if that isn't political correct speak for God knows what, her ideas were not inclusive. I'm an English teacher. I'm an expert in English vocabulary, and I don't know what the heck the idiot meant. I guess it just is, we don't like what you say, so we're not going to give you a permit. Well, you know, we haven't heard the end of that one. But, you know, she's all alone in this small town. She makes her living by tutoring people in violin, and there's even been an effort to try to boycott her. I mean, it's really wicked, all because some people don't like her ideas. You know, whatever happened to the healthy, look, I don't agree with you, but you've got to write your ideas, rather than, I don't agree with you, and we must try to destroy you. And that's what she's facing. So she, fortunately, is having getting a fair deal of support from people across the country. And I'm actively involved in trying to get more support for her. I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to go.
Well, Paul, thank you so much, and thank you so much, Paul. And we'll look forward to seeing you at your next chance you're able to be on the show.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, beautiful. Looking forward to that. Thanks. So long, Paul.
Bye.
And we'll carry on, folks, with your questions and calls at 800-313-9443. And I am going to do something I wanted to reserve here for the end of the show. After all, our guests and activities there that I think you will find very useful. If you're sitting in front of your computer, I can direct you to the website that I'm looking at, which is realclearpolitics.com. Real clear, it's all one word, realclearpolitics.com. And once you get to that website, let me direct you to the tab you want to look at. Let me find out what tab that is, and then I'll let's see. You want to go to, let me go back to the home page, and the button you want to press, there's an awful lot. This is a wonderful website with really good factual content and very balanced articles on the presidential election and all the other elections too. You want to go to the first button you see is polls. That's the one I click most often, right under the word R in Real Clear Politics in their header is the little button polls. Just bring your cursor over that poll and you'll get a drop-down menu. In the drop-down menu, select RCP, that's Real Clear Politics, Electoral Map. So hover your cursor over polls, drop your cursor down to RCP Electoral Map, and click. And you will be on the page that I'm looking at right now. I'll tell you how to do that again here in a minute. So anybody that wasn't able to follow it right there, or you're getting your computer going or whatever. This is a map, Battle for the White House. And I've got a few callers I'm holding on here too. Wes in Idaho, Tom in Florida, and Joel in Wisconsin. So please bear with me, gentlemen. Battle for the White House. And this shows you in a way, more clear than any I've seen anywhere, how our election is going to get decided. When you study this map, You'll know what's going on. You'll know why Donald Trump is speaking in the states he's speaking in, holding the rallies he's in, why his sidekick, Governor Mike Pence, is in the states that he is in. Look at this map. One look at this map will answer all your questions in that regard. And you'll see how we are either going to win or lose on November 8th in just 100 days from now. The big deal here, here's what this map, it shows states that are almost certain to go Trump. It shows in red. It shows states that are almost certain to go Clinton in dark blue. It shows states in between in various shades of light blue and light and pink for Clinton or Trump respectively. But then the key is the states shown in gray. These are the battleground states, or as they may be termed, swing states. There are 14 of them. This is where the election is going to be decided. Won't be decided in California, which is going to go for Clinton. It won't be decided in Texas, which is going to go for Trump. It will be decided in these 14 states. So let me read them off to you. And I'll start at the top with the state with the most electoral votes, Florida. And then I'm going to go through the 14 states, see if you're in one of these states. Trump and Pence will be visiting your states. Also, Clinton and Kane will be traveling throughout your state, speaking incessantly in the next 100 days, because they know this is the game. And so it's going to be a bloody battle in these 14 states. The top of the list, Florida, 29 electoral votes. Then I'll read quickly down the list, and I'll just give you the number of electoral votes after the name. Florida, 29. Pennsylvania, 20. Ohio, 18. Michigan, 16. Georgia, 16. North Carolina, 15. Virginia, 13. Arizona, 11. Missouri, 10. Wisconsin, 10. Oregon, 7. Iowa, 6. Nevada, 6. And New Hampshire, 4. That's it. That's where the election's going to get decided, folks. Now, surprise, surprise, where is Donald Trump going to be tomorrow? Is he going to be in one of those states? Yes, he is. And will Mike Pence be in one of those states? Yes, he will. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be in Columbus, Ohio. 18 electoral votes at 3 p.m. You can get tickets for that event. Just go to DonaldJTrump.com. The same day, Mike Pence will be in Carson City, Nevada. You can get at 3 p.m. You can get tickets for that event. Same website, of course. Swing state, Nevada, with 6 electoral votes. The same day, August 1st, Donald Trump will go from Ohio to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's why I had Harrisburg on the brain. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at 7 p.m. that evening. You can get tickets. You can go to this event. Go. Pennsylvania, swing state, 20 electoral votes. Same day, tomorrow, August 1st, Mike Pence will move from Carson City, Nevada to Reno. Also, tickets available. Okay, I'll go to those callers. And then the following days, August 2nd in Tucson, Mike Pence. In Phoenix, Mike Pence, Arizona, swing state. And then later, August 4th on Thursday, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Mike Pence will be in that swing state. That's what we're going to look at for the next 100 days, folks. We will almost on any given day, we will see Pence, Trump, Clinton, and Kane in one of those 14 swing states. Let's go to callers. Let's go to Wes in Idaho. These have to be pretty fast calls, folks. Wes, you're on the air.
Yeah, okay. Rudyard Kipling, very good, certainly. Charles Lindbergh, very good, certainly. I'm going to add a couple more to those. Senator Bill Bowl of Mississippi, 1947, he said, "We could lose our buildings, our highways, our armies, natural disaster, and war, but if we mingle the white blood with the Negro, we're never going to be able to rebuild civilization, because it was a white race that rebuilt civilization." Then there's Dr. Albert Schweitzer, who won the Nobel Prize in 1952, and he was a master at the keyboard and was also a doctor, and he spent many of his years in Africa. He went and got built hospitals. I guess that's why he won his Nobel Prize. He says, one thing the white man must understand, I have given my life to alleviate disease and suffering of Africa, but the white person has got to learn, understand that we are not, we cannot accept the Negro as equal people, or else they will drag us down, destroy everything that we have.
Are you, now hang on, I'm familiar with this quote, Wes. Are you reading the quote or paraphrasing it?
Paraphrasing it.
Okay, now I'll tell you what, I invite you to get the exact quote, because it's real important. It's a very good quote from Albert Schweitzer. Get the exact quote. He did, you did paraphrase accurately there. So I appreciate that. And then Senator Bilbo. But the interesting thing, folks, we were talking about this earlier, thoughts like these were commonplace in 1947 and 1952, and they were not politically incorrect. It's hard to believe. Hard to believe, but in fact, it's true. Thanks, Wes, very much for that.
One more?
Wes, we're going to run it. No, we got it. We're out of time. Let's go to Tom in Florida. You're on the air.
Man, it's about time, James. James, what I want to talk about it, because I only got a minute, if you give me a minute. First off, let's look at Michael Bloomberg. But let's look at Israel now. They're getting $50 billion from the United States for their military. But you don't see those Israeli dudes stop at wanting a guy like Bloomberg over there, number one. Number two is you got these black dudes that were going into
Pause, Tom. Let's hit the pause button on Bloomberg. Bloomberg spoke at the Democratic National Convention. He was elected as a Republican mayor of New York City not that long ago. And the interesting thing that I learned about Michael Bloomberg is he endorsed Hillary Clinton and condemned Donald Trump at the DNC was that he's actually, I didn't realize how rich he was. I knew he was rich. He's worth $47 billion with a B dollars. He's got 4.5 times more money than Donald Trump.
James, can I finish now? James?
Okay, but Tom, please, can I just make a request of you? When you call this show, be glad I'm putting you on the air, okay? Because you're acting as if I'm keeping you off the air. Tom, I have put you on the air 100 times, okay?
So, well, you know, this, James, is like, I don't get a coffee often.
I know, but Tom, please, I put you on the air more than any other person that calls in. Are you aware of that?
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate it, James. Thank you very much.
That's what I wanted to hear. Okay, go ahead. Continue.
Thank you very much, kindly. What I want to say is this. You're talking about South Africa. Do you think the white Americans in this country are allowed a bunch of blacks go around killing us and raping us like they are in South Africa? They would all be wiped out because Abraham Lincoln said, and his papers, James, and you know this, Abraham Lincoln said, as long as they freed the slaves, he said they were never, the whites and the blacks will never get along in this country. And if you look at his papers, they're doing an hour show on Abraham Lincoln and what he was going to do with the slaves after the Civil War. If he would have got shot by Booth, he was going to send them all back to Africa, James. They'll all go back because Lincoln knew that we would never get along with them.
Yes, he asked the head of his Navy to research what it would take to repatriate to Africa. And they came up, it was the one of the solutions they had was maybe it would be possible to repatriate blacks to islands like Haiti in the Caribbean, but also possibly back to Africa. That's a little known fact about Abraham Lincoln. You are right. Tom,
thank
you for those.
One more thing One more thing.
Oh, Tom, two to a person. I gave Wes two. I gave you two. Now let's go to Joel in Wisconsin. Joel, you're on the air.
As a tool to use against Hillary, all you got to do is go to, I'm sure you've already seen it, but if you go to YouTube and punch in, am I still there?
Sure.
Okay, go to YouTube and punch in Gowdy, G-O-W-D-Y, leave a space and punch in Comey, C-O-M-E-Y, and you'll get that conversation between Gowdy and Comey catching Hillary in 6 or 7 lies. And I just want that for the audience. You've probably already seen it, but they can use that for a tool against Hillary.
Okay, so Gowdy, Comey. I haven't seen it. Is it? It's a YouTube, and I just use the keywords Gowdy and Comey?
Yep. Okay. And it'll come up. And and he and you're going to have the FBI director admitting that she lied to Congress. Because I was just talking to a woman 2 days ago who couldn't make up her mind between Clinton and Trump. And I said, for crying out loud, you know. So I signed her on to that, and I'm going to have to talk to her later, see what she thinks.
Yeah, Comey actually in his, you know, this was very unusual. In that talk or speech, whatever it was, where he said, we're not going to, I don't recommend indictment, he did the extraordinary thing for an FBI director of, in very great detail, damning Hillary Clinton. He very made it very clear that she had violated the law, that she had violated security of the United States. So Comey did not let her skate. He didn't, you know, give her any kind of whitewash. And so, yeah, if you just listen to Comey, that's a number of people have said just what you are saying, Joel, said listen to what he said. He's condemning her.
Most people won't listen to another person, but they might listen to a congressman and an FBI director.
All right. Thanks, Joel. Thanks for calling. Stay tuned, folks, for our last segment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We're back, folks, with our final segment, and I'm just a few minutes here in this final segment. I want to thank everybody that called in, and you know, with an apology for not being able to take all the information that folks want to give. I just have to deal with the amount of time that we have and the number of guests. I want to kind of wrap up that thought that I was giving you about how this election is going to get decided. And I'll give you the website again. It's realclearpolitics.com. You'll find that a lot of what I read on this show comes off of that website. I think it's the best sort of view of what's going on. You know, you need a view of what's going on. You know, I need detail. I know I need to know. And it's there. And you look at this map, the 14 states that are toss-up states, they could go to Clinton, they could go to Trump. Those are where it's going to be decided, so they're appropriately called battleground or swing states. I think battleground's a better term, because that's what it's going to be, a battleground. As Trump and Hillary go at each other for the next 100 days, of course, Trump, let's put it this way. As Trump goes against Hillary plus the media, it's very unfair combat. Donald Trump in every interview, the media, the entire media, Laura Ingraham nailed it. The entire media is hostile to Donald Trump. Rare exceptions like, you know, I heard Tucker Carlson on Fox News and Friends. Fox and Friends, he appears to be sympathetic or to like Trump and certainly to like his ideas. But not too many like that. Overwhelmingly, way more than 90% of the media, extremely hostile to Donald Trump. So he's fighting not just Hillary Clinton, he's fighting the entire establishment, the entire media, all of academia. And but for the next 100 days, that will be the battle on these 14 battleground states. Trump needs to win more of them than Hillary does. I don't want to depress you with the current count. If you look at Real Clear Politics, you'll see that they list 202 electoral votes as either leaning to or solidly for Clinton versus only 154 for Trump. So they're showing that if they've got it right, and they're doing more, they're aggregating more polling than any other website, Trump is going to have to win more of the 182 electoral votes at stake in the battleground states than Clinton. So there you have it right there. So over the next 100 days on this show, you'll be hearing tomorrow, battleground state, Columbus, Ohio. Donald Trump will speak. He wasn't speaking anywhere today or yesterday. He'll be speaking tomorrow in Columbus at 3 p.m. So we'll have the full audio of that available for our perusal tomorrow night. He will also, then he will go from Columbus, not too far a trip there, a short hop to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which means 6 p.m. Central Time, which means that we'll probably have him, very likely he'll be speaking live when we go on the air tomorrow. Another thing I'll pledge to do for you, that's tomorrow, Trump. We're going to start covering Mike Pence a little bit, which we have not done up to now. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. See you tomorrow night, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, for the Trump Phenomenon.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.